This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First comes the hack, then comes the tax fraud. That's one of the worries coming out of investigations into two different events last week, a flood of phony tax filings sent using TurboTax and a major hack of Anthem Health Insurance. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn has more.
TurboTax shut down for 24 hours last week after states reported a flood of fraudulent tax returns. The Wall Street Journal now reports the FBI is investigating to see if the website was hacked. But Gartner analyst Aviva Leighton thinks the security problem isn't with the files, but with the front door.
When you file your tax returns online, there's very little identity checking that goes on to verify you're not a fraudster.
All a fraudster needs is your name, address, social security number, exactly the kind of data exposed in the hacking of Anthem Health Insurance last week for as many as 80 million customers. Adam Levin, founder of Identity Theft 911, says data breaches like this have helped push the number of tax fraud cases from the hundreds of thousands to the millions.
The database that have been breached are getting, unfortunately, far more plentiful.
And he says that even though credit card hacks get more attention, they should get a lower priority.
You call a bank, you change a number. Tax fraud, different story, devastating, takes a long time to resolve, a national problem.
Connecticut's Department of Revenue says if you think your information might have been compromised, take a preventative measure and file your taxes as early as possible. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.